I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Where's my coffee? Here's my coffee. Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy day 66. There is snow in the ground here where I live. We just had our first snowfall of the year. I love this time of year. I really do. But it can be very stressful. I don't know if you can feel the holiday season coming. I've been talking about it. It can be stressful, wonderful, but stressful for so many reasons. Also really busy. So great idea, because we have 4 solid weeks left, to take a look at those social calendars and really, you know, make a plan for yourself in terms of those weekends. This is really where you want to be in the program. All of the hard work you've put into this process, everything is aligning. Your body wants the fat on just as much as you do. You just got to keep the process going. Honestly, this is really where your, you know, things really come together for you. This is where the magic that you were expecting to happen the first 4 weeks, you can expect to happen in the last 4 weeks of the program. So you really want to build on that momentum, because weight loss really is momentum at the end of the day. If the scale moved for you today, it's not what you did yesterday. It's what you've been doing leading up until this point where you're seeing that reflected on the scale. So you really want to make a point of keeping those weekends together for sake of momentum. With that said, it's not about being perfect. You don't have to be perfect. So many times we hear from people who indulged on the weekend, yet their weight was still down. That's again because all of your efforts are adding up during the week and getting that scale moving. So make a plan for yourself before you find yourself in the midst of your weekend, you know, eating and drinking all the things. And then of course, if you do, it's just a matter of getting right back at it. At this point, people are feeling the crunch of the end of the program. Like I said, we have a lot of time left. But at the same time, you know, you want to put that pressure on yourself. It is what it is. Show up, make as many choices as you can, fall in line with your goals. You're going to lose what you can lose. Regardless, you be here at the end. You're going to be super, super proud of what you've done and how all of your hard work has paid off. I want to get right into those questions today, so load them up. Let's get into them right away. I see someone here. Yolanda, good morning. Week 9 magic is happening. New low for me by 0.2, but a new low is a new low. It's amazing how little bits can add up, honestly, right? You may feel like you haven't lost as much as you would like. I mean, do we ever feel like we've lost as much as we like? I mean, I know there are some people who are super thrilled, and for a lot of people, this process can seem really fast and like a quick fix. But let me remind you, this is not a quick fix. This is a permanent fix. There is a massive difference between a quick fix. Sure, you'll lose the weight quick. Great. You'll enjoy that weight for like 5 hot seconds, and then you'll gain it all back plus more, and then find yourself repeating the process again and again. This is not a quick fix. It's a permanent fix. That's the whole point of it. Not a magic pill, but all the things that you're working through, your frustration, getting to understand your body. Like if you're frustrated with the scale and you can't figure out like what's going on or what you're doing wrong, and chances are if you're doing all the things, you're not doing anything wrong. But if you can't figure it out, that means that you have a lot to still learn about your body, what your body needs to no longer feel the need to store fat, what your body needs to help focus on fat loss. And I'll tell you what it doesn't need: eating any less and exercising any more. That's not it. In fact, for most people, they'll pop in and they'll be like, my portions are small, I'm exercising. Okay, great. Hey, good for you. You're doing the minimum amount of work. What about your stress? What about your sleep? What about deficiencies in your body? What about this? What about that? There's so many of the things that factor into this process, including time. Sometimes you're doing all the things and your body just needs time. Like you can't lose 5-10 pounds and not need your body to have to adjust to that weight that you've lost. Like go load up those 5 pounds of butter, right? go to the grocery store, grab 5 bricks of butter, 5 pounds of butter, put them in your cart, stack them up, and look at that. And then tell me you're not happy that you've lost that weight, right? And it's amazing how those 0.2s, 0.5s, 0.this, 0.that really add up and make a really big difference at the end. I'm telling you, be here at the end and your mind is going to be blown how amazing and how quickly things can really add up for this not being a quick fix. Hi, Becky. I've had a 5-day headache. I'm hoping I'm detoxing and this headache means progress, or it could be snow. Yeah, I was grappling with a bit of a headache yesterday too myself, just a change in air pressure. So it very well could be that. You're going to continue to have headaches just like you would have headaches even if you weren't trying to lose weight. It could also be that on top of detoxing as well, which can maybe making it worse. Could also be dehydration. And because this is a lot of times when the temperature dips, we put our heat up. And I know, I don't know about you, but I have like my fireplaces all on and I can feel it. The air is so much drier. A lot of people think we have to drink more water in the summertime because you're sweating and stuff, which is so true. But also in the wintertime, our environments can be very dehydrating. So it could be, you know, it could be a combination of a variety of different things, put it that way. But if ever you feel like something is a little off, always just head to the doctor. Just make sure it's nothing more. There's also a lot of like colds and flus and viruses going around. You could be kind of fighting off some of those, because it could be a variety of different things. If your appetite is affected, don't be afraid to use that sickness protocol. Like, you don't have to be throwing up sick, you know, to follow the sickness protocol. Whenever your appetite's being affected physically, mentally, you can follow that sickness protocol for a bit. And hopefully that will help. Hi, Gina, can you please tell me where you get your lipstick? Which one's your favorite? Yesterday was my favorite. I picked up a couple new ones. These are usually my two go-to. These are Fenty from Rihanna. I love them. Like, they're long-lasting wear. They kind of stain your lips the whole day. So this is the pink, and this is a coral, and I love these too. I actually just went to MAC the other day, and I got some new nude. So this is, what is this? This is Ruby Woo. So whenever I shoot my videos for the group, my makeup artist is always using different color lips on me. And this is one, Ruby Woo, that is kind of a red that makes your teeth not look yellow. Like, you know how some reds, they make your teeth look yellow? So this is called Ruby Woo, W-O-O. So that I just got this from MAC the other day. I dragged Tony there, didn't I, Tony? And then I got a new matte lipstick. I can't read this one because I'm blind. Yash, it's called. And then I got a lip liner, which of course makes all the difference, because half the time you see my lips are all like, they're all like stained and bleak. So I'm a fan. We actually did make our own Weight Loss by Gina lipsticks, as you can tell. So what I did is I went and matched. This is called Finally and Forever. We made one called Back on Track, Finally and Forever, and Come On Now, in like these kind of shades that I went and had them done, which was kind of cool. So I never used to be a lipstick person, but I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Whatever. And then I'll like put them on here, and then I'll go out like outside or with Tony or whatever, and I'll be talking to him. I'm like, my lips are like bright red, aren't they? And he's like, yeah. So it feels a little weird in person, but it kind of just, you know, whenever I'm feeling a little, yeah, you know, I'll put on some lipstick. And then I got this really cool lip gloss from Dior. It's in cherry. And so that's what I'm wearing today. I'm just wearing this like little lip gloss. So there you go. Hi, Dave. Good morning. Yay. Finally getting back on the water train. Definitely not maximizing the past few days. That's okay. You're going to have moments where you're crushing it, and other days that, you know, you're so busy, other things are like getting in the way. That's why it's a great idea every day to still set your intentions, make a plan for yourself, and reflect at the end of the day, you know, how I'm still, basically that's just reminding yourself you're still working on this process, kind of bringing it to the forefront of your mind, even though life gets busy. But that's what it's all about. It's about just keep showing up. What you learn through those days where you can't do all the things are just as valuable as the days that you're showing up and literally doing all the things. Hi, Susan. Good morning. Fun to be live with you. Hello. I have a great non-scale victory for us. Love that. I had a mammogram test and down 38 pounds over 2 programs, and it didn't hurt. That is a non-scale victory. That is absolutely a non-scale victory. I love that. And if you're not keeping track of non-scale victories, honestly, you're missing out. I mean, there's so many good ones. Like that one, your rings fitting, which I'm not wearing right now because mine got sent off because I need a wedding band for when I get married in April. Yay. People on Instagram, I saw Rebecca do this thing called, used to be tight Tuesdays. And Rebecca did like her Joanna, I think it was, did their closets. Do you know what I mean? Their closets and their closet doors, you know, like non-scale victories, you know, ease of movement, sleeping better, feeling better, pooping better. But there's so many more, my goodness. Keeping track of non-scale victories can be so motivating, especially at this point. I'm on day three of a headache, wondering if it's detox as well, the change in the weather. Yeah, it could be a variety of all those things. Like I said, I've been fighting off a headache all day. High morale, another amazing non-scale victory. Okay, here's another one. Opened my fridge this morning to start my food prep for the day and had to take a moment. Standing there like a statue with the fridge door open, I scouted all the ingredients, lovely colors, organized Ziplocs of fresh food and cut up veggies and healthy leftovers and Tupperwares. I know, it dawned on me there was not a single item in the fridge that was not nutritious. Just like my body, my fridge has evolved and I just noticed it today. Yes, and not to mention food is not cheap these days. It's expensive and you want to kind of recycle and repurpose. I don't know, that's what you say, recycle and repurpose food, but like put those leftovers in containers, recycle them back into your meals the next day. Like it is so nice when you open up your fridge and just, it's like mind zen. You know what I mean? I was thinking about this today with protein shakes. And it's great you can add protein shakes in at this point because I know some of you love them. But you just can't beat like real whole nutrient-rich foods. Like rather than a protein powder. Like a powder that's, you know, essentially is processed because, you know, it is processed even though it's taken from a natural source. It is processed. It's not the same as, you know, whole foods, you know, and all the nutrient value that you get from them. So I love that. That's a massive non-scale victory. Hi, Judy. I've been half-assing lately and had many things in my way, but I keep fighting and I keep thinking I'm right on now. Yeah, right. You know what? It's not even half-assing. It's you're doing the best you can in the moment, right? And that's perfect. Like you can look back and be like, I'm kind of not all in, but there's probably a reason for that. Either life getting in the way, mentally dealing with stuff, not feeling like it. Like that's a thing. And you need to kind of really honor where you're at. Not every day you're going to be crushing it and doing all the things. And, you know, it's great that we have that whole maximizing post. So if you're looking for things you can do, there's areas of opportunities there. But, you know, even just half-assing it is still better than doing nothing. You know, there's a lot to still be learned from that. There's a lot to still get out of that. Your body is still like, hey, girl, you know, you might be half-assing it, but I'm happy you're at least a half doing something, you know? So, you know, it's easy to kind of look back in hindsight and be like, oh, I could have done this so much better. But in the moment, you're probably doing the best that you possibly could. And if you feel like you want to do more and you could do more, this is like, set those intentions in the morning. Don't overwhelm with all these big sweeping changes, you know, just work on little things like work on getting your water in. You know, when you're more hydrated, you have better energy, so you're more likely to move your body more. When you're hydrated, you're craving less carbs, so you tend to eat fresher, you know, foods and you know, not mindful to be adding in the bites and bits, that kind of thing. You know, little things that you can do can add up, but do not underestimate the power of half-assing this. That's what I'm saying. This is a lot. This program is a lot. You got a lot of balls to juggle. So even if you're just juggling half of them, you're still doing great. Hi, Marie. Dealing with grief and depression, 6 family deaths in the last 2 years, then being hard on myself because I'm not doing all the things I should. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I'm very hard on myself. It's helpful, but it's not because sometimes I'm so hard on myself, I get so down on myself, and then I just want to be in bed and do nothing. But it is something to be said about recognizing where you are at. I think we just also have to meet ourselves where we're at as well, you know? It's interesting about death because, you know, it's so upsetting and it's so traumatic, yet we're all going there one day. You know, my aunt passed away. It's been a few years now. I think, 7 years maybe? I have her photo there. And what I do in this moment, let me show you my aunt, Belle. It's my aunt Belle. So she's, I don't know if you can see it, but she's the one in the middle. That's my mom and these are her sisters. And then it's my aunt Belle. She's like laughing because she always is. I can still hear her laugh to this day. Normally I talk about her, I cry, but today I use her every day as inspiration. Because she died when she was 54 and I'm turning 50 this year and she didn't get to do a lot of things in her life. And I know that she would trade anything to spend one more day with her children and her grandchildren. And She, I use her every day. And as sad as it is, I'm like, when I'm feeling down or when I'm nervous about doing something, I think, well, you know, if my Aunt Val doesn't have a chance to be sad again, my Aunt Val doesn't have a chance to be nervous. She doesn't have a chance to be depressed. She doesn't have a chance to, my Aunt Val doesn't have a chance to feel out of shape and feel like she wants to lose weight. She doesn't have the opportunity to do all of those. And so I kind of really think about her and think, well, I have the opportunity, no matter what I'm feeling it and I'm here. And I have the opportunity to be here, you know? And so we're all kind of, you know, we have these moments where people die and we think, oh, well, I'm going to live my best life. And then we feel so crushed under the weight of that. And then we just fall back into old habits. And then, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be at the end of my life wondering, you know, or wishing I would have done things differently or reflecting on the things I didn't do or, you know, none of those things. I think that's honestly the, you know, it's just not where I want to be. And now, don't get me wrong. It's much easier said than done to do that. But, you know, I always think too, like when people pass away who we love, they would want the most for us. They would want us to live our best lives. They would want us to feel our best, look our best. Sometimes though, we carry a lot of guilt and we stay in this guilt area that, you know, and especially with weight loss, you can feel guilty about wanting to feel better and look better when, oh my God, people who were here are no longer here anymore. And here I am wanting to lose weight. Why can't I just be grateful? Well, because you feel like shit. You feel like shit. You're dragging your ass around. You feel uncomfortable in your body. You have that voice inside your head that's telling you could do more. You could feel better. You can, you know, you can make some changes that can make a big difference. So sometimes we carry the guilt of wanting to focus on ourselves. And, you know, when that's exactly what we should be doing. And this is a process that you can really feel good about because it's not just losing weight. It's prioritizing yourself in your own life. It's making choices that make you feel good. It's, you know, being on a mission to live your best life and feel your best and look your best while you're living this life, you know. And so this is really a process you can really indulge in, you know, and your intentions might just be able to like, get out of bed today, you know, drink a little extra water today. Be mindful to do a couple things for yourself today. You know, read a book today. Like all of those things that you're doing, right, for yourself, they're all going to factor into your weight loss journey because it's all about being in tune to yourself, right? And recognizing what you need, whether it's getting out of bed every day or going to work every day or, you know, working towards your weight loss goals. This is all about you understanding yourself and being a cheerleader for yourself. And only you are the one who's going to make the changes that you need to make to see the changes you want to see in your life, you know. And so this is big. Like I think about this all the time, you know, when people pass away. It's just we're all like, oh my God, life is so short. Yes, it fucking is. So make the most of it, you know. And the people who've passed on, they would want us to. But that doesn't take away the feelings that you feel. Right? The feelings that you feel. So I'm going to send you lots of love, lots and lots and lots of love. We've had a few people show up and talk about this. Like trauma is a big part. Trauma for whatever reason is a big part of your journey, whether you recognize it or not. It's not a lot that we talk about, but you know, sometimes the way we are and the things we do work for us for whatever reason, and we're resistant to making change, even though we want to make a change because what we know is what we know and that feels familiar. And especially when you were dealing with a lot of past trauma, and this process can bring up a lot of anxiety in a sense that you're feeling uncomfortable, just as you're on the precipice of making change, you can kind of get into this uncomfortable feeling, and you couple that with some anxiety, and it's just like you're very hesitant to move forward. But what I love about this group is that you guys feel like this is a safe place for you to express that, and I hope you continue to do so. And it is really a safe, positive space. And this is your feelings. This is all weight loss. This is everything that you're dealing with while you're working towards that finally and forever goal is what's going to make it finally and forever. Everything that's being brought up, showing up for yourself, prioritizing yourself, working through your feels, no matter where they're coming from, honoring yourself, meeting yourself where you're at, making the choices you need to make to keep yourself moving forward. You know what I mean? It's all part of it. That's the thing. Everyone thinks it's a diet. You just eat less, exercise more. Yeah, how's that ever worked for anybody? You know, that's not it. Yeah, that'll give you a quick fix. Yeah, but all the rest of it, all everything you're dealing with along the way, physically, mentally, are all part of that finally and forever in that place you're going. Hi, Nasreen. Hi, Gina. I've read everything on digestion. Is it possible that there are different digestive types? I notice I feel so much better when I eat food groups separately. Well, we're all human. and we all have bodies and we all have digestive systems. Some work better than others. Some have, you know, a stronger microbiome than others. That doesn't mean that you can't strengthen your digestive system. A lot of times food, listen, if we all go to the doctor, the naturopathic doctor, and we do that, you know, food test, we're all going to come out the same thing. Eggs, nuts, blah, 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 blah. The same shit. Everyone gets diagnosed the same sensitivities. That's because those foods are hard to digest. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't eat them. It just means that the state of our digestive system means that our body's not processing them the greatest. No one should be eating gluten. We know this. Our bodies aren't designed to process it. Do we still eat it? Yes. Are some people more tolerant than others? Yes, they are. Some people more sensitive? Yes, they are. Same thing with dairy. We know, matter of fact, we should not be consuming dairy. Science tells us this. Science told us a long time ago. Science continues to tell us our bodies are not designed. Just like cows have a very complex digestive system, 4 different compartments to process grass. Do they eat soy? Yes. Do they eat corn? Yes. Do we feed them all sorts of other stuff? Yes. But is their digestive system designed for it? No. So ours are very similar. So some people are very sensitive to dairy, some people not. I know my system is sensitive to dairy. Does it stop me from eating it? Absolutely not. I know my system is probably sensitive to gluten. You know, whenever I eat pasta, I get bloated. I feel gross. Is that enough to make me buy gluten-free pasta? Nope. I still eat it. Some people have really serious digestive issues, IBS, Crohn's, colitis. I mean, like, that's not a joke. Like, this is like a deterioration of your digestive system, which is not to be taken lightly. Some people think it's just a little gas and diarrhea. It's not. For some people, they can seriously land in the hospital. They have some massive digestive issues. So, yeah, and to answer your question, like, everybody else is different. This is why I am in this morning. Was it this morning in the check-in? Yeah. This morning in the check-in, I was talking about keeping a journal, because you're so in tune to your body at this point, you'll start to notice food sensitivities. Foods that you maybe ate before but didn't really feel, just because you felt either ugh all the time, or your body wasn't communicating with you, wasn't telling you anything. Just stopped talking to you, so you didn't really notice as much. Where you start to really notice that some foods really affect you differently. Some foods take longer to process and digest than others. As you're in tune, you'll start to pick up on that. We're going to talk about that in the week to come. So, you know, everybody is human and has a body. In terms of different digestion types, I wouldn't say that. I would say everyone has different needs. Some people have special needs, meaning they have underlying health issues and stuff that need to be addressed. Usually the same thing works for everyone in terms of strengthening their diet, but that could be digestive bitters for someone can make all the difference, where someone would need a probiotic, where someone else would need a prebiotic, you know, so it just really depends. Everything we do on program and plan, including, you know, forcing our body to eat often, chew our foods, process and digest our foods, and eating whole foods with natural ingredients and quality ingredients really helps with digestion, right? Like, adding in yogurt is a probiotic food choice, you know, adding in fermented foods, a prebiotic food choice, you know, so just naturally by following the program and plan, you're consuming things that are going to help aid in digestion. But it's normal to pick up on food sensitivities for sure. Hi, Christina, 18.4 pounds down on the first program, currently on a plateau, as weight hasn't changed, just got in from moving the body by shoveling the snow. Yeah, get those shovels out. Yeah, so, you know, it could be 18 pounds down. That's a lot. Go stack up those 18 pounds of butter. It could be that your body needs a minute, you know, with the process and solidifying your weight. You know, a lot of you are losing weight and you're talking about how cold you are. That's because your body has to, like, adjust your body temperature. Anne and I had a good conversation about this yesterday in our Spill the Tea conversation about really truly understanding that you're bringing a whole new body to the table. And a lot of times, in knowing what you know and being successful before, and I'm not saying this is you, I'm just talking out loud, is that we do the same things that we did last time. And then we're patient because, well, I did this last time, it worked. Maybe if I'm just patient. But maybe you need to do different things this time. Do you know, like, maybe your stress levels are higher this time of year. Maybe you didn't add in vitamin D last time, but with the darker days, you know, you need to, and your vitamin D levels dropping, you need to add in vitamin D this time. You know, so it could be that you need to tweak a few things and do a few things differently that you didn't do last time, because this body has different needs and will resonate differently than what the body you took through the first program and process, because you really did make a lot of change, right?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend.
but what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let me also just remind everyone, it's a great opportunity to, check over that two posts, maximizing post and hunger post are two posts you should review at the beginning of each new week. With this week's tweak, a lot of you are probably finding you feel a little heavier with your food choices, bowel movements off a little bit because your body's picking up on the slight changes and bumping up that protein a little bit. Protein and fat hits differently. It feeds into your satiety hormones. It makes you feel more satisfied. So if you're eating too much of it, you may feel heavy and bogged down. So you really need to ask those four questions, double down on those portions, and really get in tune to the differences with bumping up that protein and fat, or adding protein and fat now to your fruit snack is going to hit differently. So you got to be in tune to those portions. And then of course the maximizing post at the beginning of each new week, just because you're juggling so many balls at this point, it's a great opportunity to just go through and review them and remind them, like supplements. You may have started supplements, you were gung-ho, and then now you're not as consistent on them. You've totally forgot about taking them. That's me. I forgot about taking mine the last couple of days. I gotta get back on them, right? I've been doing this forever. You think, well, I forget to do them. Yeah, I forget every now and then too, so it's a great practice to do that. I just heard there's a lettuce shortage. Libby Losers got this. We know our leafy greens. Yeah, there's so many other varieties of greens out there. You can even add in radicchio or endive. That's red, right? That's red. Get those leafy greens. And you don't have to be fancy about this either. Like, you don't have to be sauteing them and cook them up and making salads and all that. Just reach into your fridge, grab some leafy greens, throw them in your mouth. Throw them in your mouth. My yoga teacher shared this poem by Rumi last night. And it was so fitting for the process. I don't see it. It's not here. I do not see it. Hi, Sharon. I'm in week 6 due to a 3-week vacation. Amazing. I hit my lowest low since starting September 2021. 129.6. Gone finally and forever. Whoa. What? What? 129.6 pounds gone finally and forever. Let me read that again. 129.6 pounds gone finally and forever. My goodness. This group is my hardest. Since vacation kind of threw me for a loop, but I'm back listening to my body. It's amazing the self-discovery I have been on and continue to be on in this group. Thank you for all your support and encouragement. Still have a way to go, but I'm here to finish. I love that. And we have a lot of time left in this group too. I love this so much. You know, I think it would be difficult in life to get back after a 3-week vacation. Not just your weight loss journey. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you just took 3 weeks vacation, it'd be hard just to get back into the swing of the things in life in general. You know, let alone working too much your weight loss journey, you know? And I love this because this is how it is. Like, there's no start and stop and start again. It's like a fresh start feels really great, but it's bullshit. It's not a fresh start. It's just your life continuing. There really is no fresh start with this process. Your dieting problem, some of you, that's the problem. Some of you are so frustrated that it's taken so long, not because like you've been doing this for 9 weeks. Like some of you, like 5 pounds even lost in 9 weeks, that's pretty good. Any pounds lost for some of you in the state of your bodies. But some of you are perceiving that it's not just the start of this program, it's the start of your weight loss journey. So you've been doing this a really long time, you know? And how many times do you start again? That's why I love starting and then finishing, start and finish. You got to follow through and finish this 3 months, because this is the time you took aside to do this process. You start it, you finish. Finish it. And I love that we break it down into digestible bits. You know, and each time you follow through and finish, you know that you followed through and finished. So that means ultimately you can follow through and finish your whole weight loss journey. You're going to get there, just taking it in pieces. You know, sometimes you're going to be hit with tons of vacations. Sometimes you're going to be hit with health issues. Sometimes you're going to be hit with emotional life issues. Sometimes you're going to be hit with a variety of things that life just keeps smacking us in the face every now and then. And then you just keep going. You know, you just keep going. I love this. Congratulations also. My goodness. Hi, Bethany. I'm reworking week 8 due to illness last week as per team advice. I've been in detox for the last 2 weeks. I have almost lost 1 pound so far. Little drops are still drops. I'm still happy to be seeing this. Yeah, so especially if you've been dealing with sickness, be prepared for that scale to move. It might take your appetite comes back, then you're going to see that drop. At this point, everything really is accumulating, so you should be showing up expecting. I know especially those of you who haven't lost a lot and you see those little bits minutes and you're thinking, oh my God, like, is it going to keep going? It will. It's going to keep going. So keep showing up. All of your hard work, it's like laying that foundation. It's like that post, What Progress Really Looks Like. It was taken from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, which if you're not reading this, honestly, it's such a great book while doing this process and working on your weight loss goals. But, and I did a little excerpt from it talking about the ice cube. So you have an ice cube and your room is at a certain temperature and then you heat the room up and that represents you doing work. You know, and you heat the room up more and it represents you doing more work. And then you rise the temp and then the ice cube is still solid. And it's only until you hit a breaking point and you reach a certain temperature that ice cube starts to melt, right? And then it's going to keep melting and keep melting and keep melting. And that kind of represents all of your hard work. Sometimes when the scale isn't moving, we're perceiving that all of our hard work isn't really making a difference, yet all of that hard work has got you to here, to that breaking point where that scale is going to start to move. And once it starts to move, it's not going to stop moving. It's not, your body's not going to be like, I'll forget it. I was going to drop, and I'm not going to drop. You know what I mean? Your body just, it does, if you do this, the body responds like that. And the body's been spending all this time, like just creating that strong foundation, addressing all of its needs. And it wants this fat gone just as much as you do. In fact, if you haven't read it yet, I would definitely go back and reread the first ever Science Saturday post, the one on set point, but also it talks about all the detrimental effects of carrying excess fat in your body. And you really get a sense and understanding, like carrying excess fat isn't healthy. It's something we don't dwell on. We don't talk a lot about, because I figure you're here. What are you going to do about it? Just keep working towards the goal, right? We'll help your body be as healthy as possible. But if you really kind of understand, because a lot of people feel their body hates them, is trying to make them fat, when that couldn't be further from the truth. And kind of just kind of understanding that can really help. For sure. Where's this quote? Okay, here's the quote. Just keep sticking with it as long as it takes, no matter how many times we get off track, just keep getting back. Come, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of leaving, it doesn't matter. Ours is not a caravan of despair. Come, even if you have broken your vows 1,000 times, come yet again, come. Yeah, just keep going. Just keep moving forward. And it's fucking amazing what you can accomplish. I know all of you right now, like how many times in your life have said, oh my God, this time went by so fast. Like the pandemic, where did 3 years of our lives go? Tony and I, we've been business partners for 2 years. The anniversary of Weight Loss by Gina, because it was my own little independent company for a couple, like really for 30 years leading up to that. And but really by the time we started, you know, I was doing these groups and then they got so big, I needed help. And then, you know, we went into business together, and it's been 2 years since Tony quit his job. He had a great job at Amazon, quit his job, thank goodness. And he's been here for 2 years. And I said to him, what, two years? How's it been 2 years? And we literally have gone from, like, you know, one employee, me and a couple people, and to a contractor, people that are just paying to help me, to literally, where's Tony? Is he here? I think 52 employees. And that doesn't even include all of the people we contract out. Like, how the fuck did that happen? Oh my goodness. What? 2 years. So it's amazing. And I mean it. How did that happen? I really don't know how it happened. A lot of time and energy and work, and a lot of amazing people on my team putting in a lot of time and energy and work. And, you know, we've gone from this independent business to this, you know, big company. And I don't know how we did it. And, you know, there's some tears along the way. There's some stresses along the way. but the little things that we did day in, day out, you know, it's pretty amazing. And if you've been following the program for a while, you've sort of seen the evolution of the group. We're always leveling up. We're not even close. I feel like as a company, we're not even close to where I want to go. Yet when I look at all the things we've done, it's really amazing. And the same thing with your weight loss journey. If you just keep showing up, putting one foot in front of the other, and, you know, and just, you know, recognizing you're going to have some days you're crushing it and you're like, yeah. And then other days you're like, oh, you know, and it's all part of it. It's all part of it. You just got to honestly keep showing up. Keep showing up. Hi, Sheila. Good morning. I'm finally live on live, and it's my birthday. Happy birthday. I feel like I've had a birthday gift every day this fall with this program. Ah, I love that. Thank you, Gina, and all your staff. I'm going to be up at Blue Mountain with girlfriends, and I will eat cake, and I will be mindful of all my other choices. Oh, I love Blue Mountain. Such a fun place. Such a great place, and so beautiful. My goodness. Have the best time. Happy birthday. Eat the cake. Hi, Madeline. Hi, Gina. I'm in university and initially started the program to support my mom and her journey through reversing prediabetes. It has had a massive positive impact for me, too, and I've never felt more body confident in my entire life, which is so huge at my age. Oh, I love this. Yes. Yes. I love this so much. Whenever I worked with, I've dealt with a lot of moms in my life. And I'm old, I'm 50, so it's kind of my age range. And a lot of our demographic, our largest demographic is like 45 to 55. And then I think, and then 35 to 45, and then, it's that range. But I love working with young people because the diet industry hasn't squashed you and fucked you up yet. You know, and the younger people are dieting younger and younger and younger, which obviously is like, you know, it's a whole thing. But you know, you get it. You get it. You get it. Like, it's like you understand it. And you know, I would come in and, or for example, a mom would bring in her daughter and she's like, so she wants to lose weight. She wants to eat healthy. And you know, I think this and I think that. And I'm like, hey, get out you go, mom. You know, and because we assume that our kids have the same issues that we have, but we have these issues compiled after years and years and years of dieting. And when you're younger, you don't have those same issues that you've tied into the diet industry. Hopefully not yet. And when you just understand, like when you don't eat and you force your body to burn fat, you're just reinforcing the fact that your body needs it. Hello. Do you know what I mean? Just understanding like, yeah, there's thousands of books out there that teach you how to be in the moment, be in tune with yourself, which is great. But all you need to do is prioritize yourself. You know, strengthen that mind-body connection with yourself. You know, but it's a lot easier said than done. And out there, it makes it seem like, oh, just be mindful. Just be intuitive. And it's just like, well, how the fuck do you do that? Especially when you're young, you learn to be disconnected. You know, like eat everything on your plate. So you eat past when you're full because your mom said so. You know, you're eating vegetables that cause your tummy upset because your digestive system isn't, you know, as strong as possible to handle those cruciferous vegetables. But you eat them because your parents tell you that they're good for you. You know, you tell your parents you're hungry. I'm not blaming parents. I'm not, because we don't know what we don't know. You know, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack? Well, dinner's in 3 hours. You can wait. So you're told to ignore yourself. Then you do get into the diet industry and you're told to eat less, exercise more, starve, deprive yourself, whatever. And that's how you lose weight. And yay, if you've done it, then you get rewarded by that. You look amazing. Wow. Awesome. Do you know what I mean? It really fucks you up. So I just love this so much for you because, you know, you don't have to go through all the things your mom through to kind of learn this lesson. And that's the one thing that we want for our children. Especially I deal with so many people are like, how do I lose weight in a healthy way and not mess my kids up over it? You know, and this, that's so great about this process. And I really appreciate you reaching out because this is really what it's all about. We want obesity rates to start declining. They have been rising and rising and rising and, you know, more diets and more diets to the point, like last year, Weight Watchers came out with a Weight Watchers app for kids. Oh, my heart, are you fucking kidding me? Like, just no. But the reality is, you know, it's becoming an issue. But it's becoming an issue because we get younger kids who go and start starving and depriving themselves and messing with their metabolisms and reinforcing the fact they need fat even earlier, you know? So I love this. You made my whole day with this. And I think that when you're younger, you just get it because you haven't spent as much time in the diet industry. And it's my wish for everyone to not spend any time, you know, starving and depriving, restricting and, you know, getting into that whole mentality. Just being in tune with yourself and recognizing what you need. And there might be seasons in your life where you're indulging and you're, you know, you're feeling amazing and you want to, you know, you got engaged. Like when Tony and I got engaged, I was like, it was like I was eating all the stuff and drinking all the stuff. I celebrated for like months, you know, and then I felt my weight going up and I was like, oh, I start to not feel good. It's not how I look, none of those things. So then I, you know, get back on track, you know, and you know, I kind of like rein it in a little bit and I'm feeling really good. Then there's times in your seasons in your life where you're, you know, like things are hard and they're stressful. So you're not as mindful for yourself. You're not prioritizing yourself. You start to really feel it. And then you get back at it. That's normal. Do you know what I mean? But there's no controlling. There's no moderating. There's just waking up every day, looking good, feeling good. And if you don't, recognizing why, being in tune with your body, making choices that make you feel good, eating when you're hungry, sleeping when you're tired, drinking when you're thirsty. And that's it, you know? So I really hope, you know, after this whole process and understanding that you don't even need to get into that mess of the diet industry. So I love hearing this. I love, 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 love hearing this. So thank you for taking the time to say. I love that. This is one of the reasons why we're working on our app. we love our groups, we love our community. That younger generation tends to really like the whole app thing. So this is what we're hoping with our app, that we're going to be able to reach that younger generation. What you won't see me on is TikTok. It's not happening. I tried to be on TikTok for a hot second. You will not find me on TikTok. That is not the way we're going to reach that younger generation. We are mindful. We want everyone to know that there's a different way and not get caught up in that. Hi, Deb. I had been so consistent for the first 7 weeks. Then company arrived and we also went visiting. So off track for a bit. Hadn't weighed myself until today. And I was surprised that I remained the same on my scale. Back at it now. I'm going to kill these last few weeks. I feel great. Love that. I also love that you're sharing this because this is so timely, because I know so many of you are nervous about what's going to happen during the holiday season. Just like Deb, she had company. She went away to visit, right? Off track for a bit, and her weight remained the same. That's because it's not going to be like those diets you did before where you starved, deprived yourself as soon as you ate, a piece of pizza, cookie, something, piece of bread, your weight came all back plus more, right? That's not going to happen. All of your hard work and how you've gone about losing this weight is different, and it's going to make a difference. And although I know you're nervous, so we're going to have you set up. We're going to have posts. We're going to talk about it. And we're going to make sure you feel super confident about next steps in between groups or moving on, you know, once you've maintained your weight, or moving on to continue to lose weight on your own, whatever that might be. But I love this because this is a perfect example that, you know, you can be off for a couple weeks and your weight's still going to stay the same because your body doesn't want the fat. Your body's not looking to store fat. And in order to undo all of the work that you feel like your body doesn't hem and haw, right? Like if you did this, and now your body's, it's made change. It's you're in tune with it. You've addressed its needs. You've addressed why your body's feeling the need to store fat. Guess what? It doesn't feel the need to store fat anymore. And in order to get it to feel like it's going to need it again, you're going to have to really work hard to actually gain real weight. Weight might fluctuate, go up and down a bit, but you're not going to gain weight back. And that is the difference. So if you can just imagine taking a couple weeks off it, you know, this is the same thing's going to happen through the holidays, same thing going to happen through when you're maintaining your weight as well, right? So I love this share. This is such a great share. And so happy to hear it. Is it okay to eat all the meals and snacks from about 12:30 to 8:30 p.m.? No, that's just some weird thing of intermittent fasting. So when you wake up in the morning, if you got up at 11:30, so if you're a shift worker and you get up at, 11:30, that'll work for you. Oh, sorry. I just lost that. But so 12:30, you want to eat everything between 12:30 and 8 o'clock. Oh, here it is. No, it's absolutely not. If you woke up, if you're a shift worker and you went to bed and you wake up at 11:30, then yeah, you can start, definitely get your day in, start it from where you wake up. But all you're doing is waking up. This is some weird intermittent fasting shit. Like it is. It's just so fucked up. I'm sorry. I got to tell you how I feel. It's just not going to work because it's so fucked up. When you wake up, you know, if you just go all till 12, depending on what time you wake up. If you wake up at like 11:30, you're fine. You wake up any earlier than that, your body has to get energy from somewhere. So when you're not eating for a long period of time, guess where your body's getting that energy from? It's using it from your fat. So what are you doing? You're telling your body it needs its fat. Guess what your body's going to do? It's going to hold on to your fat. Guess what it's not going to do? Not going to release your fat. So you definitely want to, I mean, that's the whole point. You definitely want to watch the food plan video. Right? I don't know where you are in the program or how you're following along. And I appreciate the question. So please, I love the fact that you asked the question. But there's a whole rhyme and a reason behind the food plan. And if you have not watched the food plan video at this point, I don't care who you are, who I'm talking to right now, make sure you do. There's some great insight in that. This is why some of you have been asking about breakfast. Like, if I'm not hungry, should I be eating breakfast? Breakfast has always been a massive benefit. It's not the most important meal of the day. But if you start your day higher in protein, it's definitely a benefit to get in there, to break the fast, to get your body working extra hard. Do you know what I mean? So it's always been maximizing to have that breakfast in. You want to break the fast, stimulate your digestive system, get your body working harder from the get-go. So what you don't want to do, and the reason why we have breakfast in there is because to break the fast, get your body going. The reason why we have fruit snack in there is because you start dipping into your energy reserves. You want to replenish it real quick. So if you're waking up early, and then you're letting your body, your body's using your fat reserves first thing. One, you're not breaking the fast. You're not stimulating your digestive system. And you're causing your body immediately to start drawing on your emergency energy reserve. Intermittent fasting, which is this kind of just another form of that, is not good for weight loss. Find a person who's ever lost weight doing intermittent fasting. People love the idea because they're not eating, so they think they're eating less. It doesn't work for sustainability. And so that's kind of the issue with that. And then when you start eating, guess what? Your body decides to do with that food that you eat because it just spent, it's in a habit of not eating. It's in the habit of waking up and utilizing your fat reserves. So then guess what it's going to do when you start eating? It's going to take everything that you're eating and store it as fat, because that's the way your body's going to be wired to utilize your fat reserves and then replenish, you know, with storing more fat. So that's problematic. And then the time that you're eating later into the evening, not so bad there. When it does get dark, though, your body starts pumping out melatonin through your system to wind your body down. So eating too late into the evening is going to mess with your sleep. And now I know it's going to get dark like 4 o'clock in the next couple of weeks. So you don't have to be necessarily eating at 4 o'clock. But the goal is to eat as early as possible, not to push everything back. So if you had been like, I'm a shift worker, but the day gets away on me and I seem to eat on this schedule. Well, that's, Tia, that's probably why you have weight to lose. Do you know what I mean? Like, because your day gets away from you, and because it's not natural and normal. When you wake up in the morning, you're inclined to eat. Your digestive system is stimulated. So not eating because you're busy or whatever, that's not natural and normal. So if you're not eating because you're busy and your stress levels are higher, that's reinforcing even more. You can't keep doing the same old thing and expect, like, you know, you're going to have these life-changing results, or, you know, things are going to work differently for you. So this is the same thing with those of you who are high stress. You go all day long without eating. Like, this is like that, the men with the big belly, right? Businessman belly. That's the beer belly. That's like, you wake up, you maybe have breakfast, probably not. You know, you have lunch, maybe not. You go all day long, the rest of the day not eating. And then you have a big meal and you tend to overeat it, and you eat it later in the evening. And then, you know what I mean? And you're not drinking enough water, high stress, lack of sleep, all those things. And that's where your body just stores it. That's what happens. Your body stores it and stores it and stores it and stores it. And so that, to me, this is keeping reinforcing the need to store it, which is totally opposite of what we're just trying to do here, which is why I suggest you watch the food plan video, because that's just, you know, it's doing the opposite of what you want. Opposite of what you want. Again, appreciate the question. Totally get it. And I want this to be a great place for you to ask the question. So, but just, that's my honest, as you can tell, I'm pretty into honest. I can't hide my face sometimes. So I'm pretty honest in here. I want you to do well. And this is not it. And, you know, if you can't, like, same thing when if you've lost your weight, you can't go back into starving yourself all day long again, you know, because you can't, if you're a kind of person who go all day without eating, you're going to have to not do that. And hopefully we're strengthening that mind-body connection enough that your mind and your body lets you know when you're hungry. Here's the thing, though. It could be the issue. When we're very focused, our body supports us in our focus. It's like, wow, shit, she's focused on something. We better not interrupt her. Like, there's a message that's being sent. I'm concentrating. I'm super focused. The problem is, some of us are super focused all day long that we forget to eat all day long. So that's the thing. And if you are like that, I mean, it's great because the body's supporting you in what you're doing. But we're so stressed out. We work long hours. A lot of us are way too focused on things way too long, which is why it's good to get up and take a break. Even if it's to eat, it's good just to get up and take a break. In fact, studies are showing that when we take a step back and we get up from what we're focused on, we're actually better able to retain the information and refocus better. So if you're the kind of person who gets so focused on things and you forget to eat, you might have to use alarms, set timers. That's a big part of the reason why I put them in the app, because a lot of people really are like that, where, like me, where they can go all day long without eating because they're so busy. So that, set, use those reminders in the app. That's what it's there for. And if you haven't been using the app, it's not too late to start using the app. Great question. See, any question is a great question. Any question is a great question because it creates talking points. I do got to go. So thanks to everyone who continues to show up every day, continues to ask questions. I know I don't get through them all. But, you know, at the same time, Jennifer, sorry, is it the weather? I'm feeling more hungry lately, looking for suggestions. It could be that your metabolism is higher. That's not a bad thing. Make sure your foods are as nutrient-rich as possible. Make sure you're bumping up those good fats. Make sure you're drinking the water, especially if you're hungrier, is more carbs and sugar-based. It could be that your water, because your environment's really dehydrated, because that tends to happen this time of year when people put their heat up. So I got to go. Have an amazing day, everyone. Remember, these are also available over on our podcast, Weigh In with Gina. What am I doing today? I think that's it. We're revisiting sleep and stress journal. I have Dr. Tam coming on tomorrow if you want to join me at 11 a.m. tomorrow. He's my chiropractor. We're going to talk about all my stress and how I manage it and how to really adapt to your ever-changing body. We also have Olia, our in-house chef, joining us on Saturday. So I hope you join us for that segment. Have an amazing day, everyone. I'll catch you later. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.